Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. Brian Mazurowski here with you on WBEM for the next hour. Thanks for being with me, and great to talk to you as always. Looking great outside. Going to be a nice day. Going to be a busy week here in Western New York when you look at everything going on. I didn't know that there had been back-to-back stadium shows before, but it only happened once, and it was the same act back-to-back, according to Wikipedia. The Jacksons in 84 did back-to-back nights at the stadium. And since then, nothing's happened until right now. We'll probably talk more about this maybe tomorrow or in the coming days. But just, I mean, the state, you have to be, I'm not going tomorrow. I'm not going today either. But tomorrow is the one that I would have been to. I like Metallica. I like Metallica as much as anybody likes Metallica, right? They're awesome. I mean, what else can you say? We were talking with Donnie Tomasulo earlier this morning. He said they become kind of mainstream. Like, kind of. They're, like, absolutely. They're, like, the biggest rock band in the world, or one of. Maybe the biggest rock band in America. Who's up there? It's them, U2, Foo Fighters. Might have to help me out there with more. Like, the Stones, if you're talking about shows, but not so much in music played on the radio and stuff anymore. They're right up there, and I'm not going, but if I would have went, the real reason would have been to go to a show at the stadium, because how many more are you really going to have? I mean, I think that's a reasonable question to ask. If you look at, say, the past few years since they started doing these shows again, this is actually the biggest year. So, you know, they took a break for about 14 years. They were back in 2015, and there was two shows in 2015. Nothing in 2016. I don't know why. But then 2017, there was two shows at the stadium. One in 2018. Billy Joel, 2021. Then they had Garth Brooks a couple weeks ago. The show tonight and the show tomorrow night. So three in 2022. But you look at that and you figure, okay, so we'll say maybe a couple shows a year. Two shows a year. And there's, let's see, one, two, three summers left. At 2026 is when the new stadium is supposed to open. Is that going to be kicked off by some big summer concert? Is that going to be kicked off by the Bills? You know, what's the plan there? So you have three, maybe four concert seasons left at the stadium. Maybe two big stadium concerts each year. So what, you're after tomorrow night, six more stadium, and you don't know what those six are going to be, but you're, you know, likely talking, let's say, and this is assuming nothing crazy happens, right? This is assuming that there's still big tours and all that. Let's say maybe six more shows after tomorrow night at the stadium before it closes down for good. So I think that's a reason for a lot of people to go. And, you know, that's something for sure you can talk about here. 803-0930, a couple of big ones in a row. You got, like, everybody and their mother there tonight, and then Metallica there tomorrow. You have that going on. I'll hear your six more shows. I mean, would you go tonight or tomorrow just to go before they don't happen anymore. Only a few more. So you got that, 803-0930, you can weigh in. And then there's also, I'm looking for your help. Now, normally you would just kind of Google this type of thing, but I get to be on the radio, so I'll just, you know, why would I Google when I can just ask you? That's the beauty of this. I was freaked out this morning. You know, I'm up early. My morning, I won't go too in-depth in my morning routine. You'll laugh at me. Or be grossed out. I don't want to do that. But let's just say I wake up in the morning. You wake up early. I head into the bathroom. And, you know, get myself all beautiful for the radio. Jimmy, do I look good today? All right. I'm getting the nod, yes. Even after all the things I said about the bicyclist yesterday. I'm getting the nod, yes. So I'm getting ready there, and I hear something rattling around. You know, I hear something, and I'm thinking, is it raining outside? And I quickly realize, no. Wasn't raining. What is that? And then I hear it, and then I hear it more, and then I hear it more. And it's like a rustling movement. I don't want to say scratching, because I'm not entirely sure what the sound was. But there's some definite movement going on inside the walls of my home. So it's like, oh, great. It's like the last thing I want to hear at 3:30 or whatever in the morning is... rustling inside the walls. Because I'm obviously not going to deal with it right there. And I don't really know what it is. So, you know, I'm hearing this. It's getting a little louder. It's getting a little louder. It's going on. So I left the bathroom. I shut the door just in case. You know, I don't know what's going to pop out of where. Just in case something happened there. And trying to think of what it was. Now, I'm almost, I would say I'm 85% sure that I know what it likely is. Because this was up on the second floor. It's pretty high up there. And there's not like a ledge, like the second, you know, floor, this side of the house where it is, it's just kind of flat. You know, it's a wall. The windows and stuff like that. I mean, there's not like a tree right next to it or anything. There's not a roof right there where people can, you know, or animals or squirrels or something would really be walking along. It's just kind of flat. So my best assumption of this, given where it was and what I was hearing, is that this was a bird or some type of bird that flew and got into the vent where the bathroom fan blows out. You know, you got that fan in the bathroom. You're supposed to run it every time you take a shower. I always forget. And my best guess is, because I was hearing it in that area, you know, where the fan is in the bathroom, I could hear it rustling around up there in that area. And so that's my best guess. You know, very early in the morning, still trying to get my wits about me. And then also having to run out the door to come in here. I woke up my wife. I just said, hey, when you get up, just have a listen. And be careful in case something alive is in the bathroom. Have a good night. See you later. but that, my best guess is because that's the area where I was hearing it. Even though I kind of felt like I, you know, the sound was being thrown, and I don't know exactly what is in the wall there. But that's the area that I was hearing the noise. And judging from the outside of the house, I can't imagine. And there are, I have seen birds. Birds are known to fly up in my, it's a very tall house. So birds are known to kind of fly up by my gutters. Or, you know, where there's like a little corner. There's some stupid design going on like the roof in the back where there's like corners that are totally unnecessary. But, you know, like 1900 or something like that. So that's my best guess. And also, it was very early in the morning. You know, we're talking like 3:30, quarter to 4. I don't, like, are the birds out then? That's what I was thinking. The squirrels, are they? I never see them running around. But I don't think a squirrel or something like that could get in there if that's exactly where it is. So what am I dealing with, and what do you do? So what do you do if a bird is... Do I just, like, wait it out? Is there somebody to call? Is that an exterminator? If it's a bird in the fan vent like that? Or is it someone else? Is it Gina at the SPCA? Should I get her over? And just rescue it, if you will. I don't really care. Just take it out of there. Or do you just kind of let it out? On our text, 803-0930, if you have any tips for me. I was thinking about turning on the fan, but then I'm like, if that chops something up and then I got to deal with all that flying around, I got to run. I don't have to deal with it right now. Should I turn on the bathroom fan? That's what I need to know. But 803-0930 on our text board, people are already weighing in. And, you know, a couple people saying birds, which I'm, again, I feel like 85% certainty, I think that's it. Now, here's where I'm getting a little concerned. I have a lot of people texting me about bats. And I mentioned it is kind of high up. I mean, it's the second floor, and it would be, the entrance would be top of the second. I mean, it's pretty high up there. And it was at night. Darker outside. Well, early in the morning. Darker outside. And then would it have seen the light through the fan? And then scurried about? Or would it have just come in? If it's a bat, will it get out again? Or not? But I don't like that suggestion. And that's not just one person who texted that in. That's like a few of you on the text board. And then there's a bunch of you saying just wait for the smell and then you'll know it's dead and gone. But, you know, then you got to get rid of it there, right? 803-0930 to help me out here. Bill. All right, Bill, what am I dealing with?
I'm getting a bat.
That's not what I want to hear, Bill.
Well, it's easy to get rid of if you know, because they only go in there at night. So, you know, it will fly out. You know, it doesn't live there. It's only in there for daytime. So at night when it's out, you go up there and block it off where you think it's going in. And then if you don't hear it anymore, you'll know that it was a bat. And, you know, then you fix the problem, however it got in, screen or whatever you got to do. But kind of sounds like a bat to me. But although in my house, I did have the bat problem. I got rid of it. But another time I thought it was a bat, and it turned out to be a chipmunk. And them little suckers, boy, they can get in the smallest hole, and they can do a lot of damage, you know. I mean, because they got to always be chewing. So if they chew on electrical wires in your wall and that, it's a problem. You got to see where they're getting in.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's a bat. And then you got to do it at night. When they're out flying around, you block it off. If you don't have this, you know, don't hear the scratching in the wall anymore, okay, it was a bat.
Bill, it concerns me that you're going with hopefully it's a bat. That's bad is my best case scenario. That's not a great morning.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, bats are nice to have around. You just don't want them in your house. But, you know, they eat the insects, mosquitoes and all that in your yard. So that's nice. But, no, you just don't want them in the house.
Yeah. Well, I will. I'll look for them. Thanks, Bill. I wasn't going to 803-0930 if you want to weigh in there. I wasn't going to look outside when it was dark outside because I just felt like I wasn't going to find anything there. So I don't. So if it's a bat, you're saying it'll be gone at night, and then I have to go at night, climb a tall ladder, and cover up the vent, or do that somehow. All right. Ugh. Someone. All right. A lot of you have problems. You can also. All right. We'll expand this then, because so many of you on our text board are coming up with different things, and you have all had a problem with this. What's your home animal nightmare that you've had to deal with? 803-0930. I'm hoping it's not a bat. The rustling around is the thing. Like, did it just fly in? It's looking for a space. It would seem like an odd space for that, too. You think about, like, a bat at the very top of your house. It's not the very top, but it is up there. It would be dark. It would be small. So it could be that. Someone's saying it could be bees. This was bigger than a bee. This was an animal of something like that. Someone's saying had a similar experience at a rural B&B. Turns out they had issues with chipmunks. And they put a radio against the wall with the station playing, and it scurried out. Leave a radio in there for the night. Wow. I mean, I hope it wasn't me that scared the chipmunk off. But that's something. Again, given the place where it is, I don't think that it's a chipmunk. I mean, it could be. Like I said, I can't see it. But I just don't see how a chipmunk or squirrel is going to get in there. Yikes. That's not great. Ken in Amherst. All right, Ken, what do you think I'm dealing with here?
Well, I'd like to say you've got some good news coming, but one day my kid said, "You know, Dad, we hear this scratching up in the ceiling in the bathroom. You think there's something up there?" Oh, gosh. So I go up in the attic, and the birds had come through the vent and pecked holes through the side of the vent tubing and made this huge nest up in the attic. I mean, huge, like maybe a foot and a half diameter. And they had been carrying in sticks for a long time. It was quite a bit of work to reduct that ceiling fan. So I hope you have birds that you can eliminate and not bats.
Depending on who I'm hearing from, Ken, they're saying, all right, bat is better than a bird or vice versa. Why is a bird better than a bat? I think a bird's better than a bat, by the way. I'm on your side just because a bat's a bat. Ugh.
Bats carry stuff that, you know, it might not be friendly. So, I think you can deal with a bird, but do you know how to climb into your attic?
Well, I have my attic is where I keep all my big speakers, my bar and everything. So we use our attic space.
Oh, gosh, that complicates things. It could be into a chamber, one of those chambers between the 2x4s too. So, oh gosh, good luck.
Well, thanks, Ken. Great. Thanks, Ken. No, but seriously, that's what I'm looking for. All right, Don, what's your, like, home animal nightmare? Do you have one?
Well, actually, I had a similar experience at about same thing. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock, and was scratching in the wall, and something was moving up and down the wall. It sounded like scratching, and what happened was it dissipated during the night, and then the next morning it was very faint. So I came home from work at, you know, later on in the day, and the scratching had stopped. But the animal, which was a bat, had crawled in somehow between a bedroom wall and a bathroom wall. And the only thing I could think of was the fact that he probably came down the chimney there's a crack. There was a crack in the chimney block, and he probably crawled in there and was flying around the crawl space between the roof and the bathroom ceiling. Found a little, there's just a little hole there, probably, you know, there's a stud hole where the studs are. He crawled in there and couldn't get out. But he was dead. And you're going to ask, well, how did I know that? Well, because I had to punch a hole in the wall, and I kind of knew where it was. I remember, you know, I marked the wall where the noise was coming from. And he was down on the lower end of the floor there in the stud space, dead. He died, you know, that day, obviously. But, you know, in a couple of days you'll know, because it'll start smelling. Now, question being is, you know, going to smell in your attic? I don't know where you're... You know, how your air system is, or your ventilation system, whatever, in your house.
Yeah.
So it's chances are it was a bat. Now, will another bat come in there? That's only if they establish the colony. You know, I don't know if that's, you know, you'd have to talk to an expert, you know, call somebody who's familiar with that, probably an exterminator.
I don't care what it is, Don. I'm trying to stay away from a colony of anything in my home.
Yeah. Or whatever they call them.
Yeah.
Whatever, a bat. But I, you know, but these scholars are right. You know, they do come out at night, and typically they come out at dusk when there's a lot of insects. But, you know, and they're rare in the, you know, you don't see them a lot in the suburbs that much anymore. I mean, but, yeah, they are beneficial, except when they crawl in your house.
Yeah. Oh, so, man.
But you don't want them to establish, my point is, you don't want them to establish a colony. I'm sure whatever they're called, whatever bat, a gang of bats are, but chances are it was just a rare occurrence. Now, could it have been a bird? I don't know, man. At 3 o'clock in the morning, that's pretty rare. Birds are typically not, you know, flying around at 3. You know, could it have been a squirrel? I don't know.
Yeah. That. Hey, Don, thanks for the call. That's the one thing. I didn't hear chirping. So, usually you'd hear some sort of chirp, right? Or unless not all birds, they're only chirping when they're talking. I don't know. What am I dealing with? What's your home animal nightmare? Have you had a few? Judging from all of you texting in, you've had a few. And help me out here. Brian Mazurowski on WBEN.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Mazurowski back with you on WBEN. All right. You know, I'm the type of person, when there's something going on in the house, I don't like to call somebody. I want to try and fix it on my own. And I think I'm out of my element here anytime you're dealing with critters. Not my cup of tea. Not something I have wanted to do. But if you're joining me, 803-0930 to join me, looking for your home animal nightmare that you might have had to deal with, because this morning I'm getting ready and I just hear it scurrying around. Scurrying might not be the... I hear rustling. I think rustling is the word I want to describe it. In and around the vent where upstairs bathroom, the vent where it goes out. You're supposed to turn the fan on when you use the shower, that thing. That's kind of the area where I heard it. But, I mean, you heard it loud enough where it's definitely like, all right, something going on. Now, I don't think it's where this is located. I don't think it's a squirrel or anything like that. I mean, could be. But I don't think so. I thought it was a bird. But I didn't hear any chirping. Now, a lot of you are saying bat. And I don't like the sound of that. For context, we have had birds in that area before. I have had birds make a nest at that bathroom window before I replaced all the windows in my house. And now they don't do that anymore. But it was an old window and had birds in that area. But now I'm not sure what I'm dealing with. I'm hoping you can help me out. We'll go to the phones. 803-0930, Don. You're on WBEN. All right, Don. Do you have a home nightmare when it comes to animals from the outside getting in?
Well, I live in the country, you know, in the woods, you know. Lots of critters. The way to get rid of bats is this. It's very easy, and it's humane. You find out where they're coming in from, and then you put some rubber up on the where they're getting in from. And this way, they can fly out, but they can't fly back in. That's the best way to do it. But I have also, like, I have bears and coyotes and, of course, possum and raccoons and stuff like that. Because of our trash situation, mm-hmm. we find that it's best to, like, anything, because I put a trash bag out, and the trash is all over the yard, you know, or the driveway, you know, the next morning. The best way to keep them out is whatever they would really want to eat, trying to find in that trash bag, you would put it into a, like, put it into a big dish, you know. You just set it out there. They can eat that, and they're not going to tear up my trash.
There's one way to deal with it. Hey, Don, thanks so much. I wish it was a bear. I don't think it is in the wall. Because that, you know, listen, then you know what it is. It's big. You can see it. You call someone over. Get this bear out of my house. Lock him in one room. This, you know, it's a mystery. I don't know what's going on. I don't like not knowing. That's the big part of it. You don't like not really knowing. We'll go to Anne. Anne in Eden. All right. What do you think I'm dealing with here?
Interesting enough, we had two flying squirrels in our walk space in the attic.
Come on. I
didn't even know they had them around here.
The flying squirrel?
Flying squirrels.
So what, it jumped from some tree way out somewhere and ended up in your attic?
Yes, and my husband put out a live trap up in the crawl space, and it didn't take long at all to catch them.
Well, I mean, that's the good news there, but, I mean, flying squirrel, that's not what you want to hear. How long between when you first suspected something and when you got this whole thing under control?
Oh, just a couple days.
Look at that.
My husband is an outdoorsman. He knew what to do. He had the trap and took care of it.
All right. Anne, I like this. You're adding some confidence to my day here and appreciate the call. Now, here's the thing. I am, I don't like things like this. You know, when something breaks in the house or you need to make a repair or, you know, it's your car or something like that. I mean, especially in 2022, you can watch a video. You can kind of figure it out yourself. And you can deal with it. You know, replace a step or put in a floor or do something like that. You can deal with it. This is like the elements of the unknown. And you got another live thing that you have to deal with in the meantime. That's where I start to go, all right, maybe this is the situation where I should call somebody in. It's going to have to happen, right? But I've definitely, and this is the first time, I feel like this types of rustling is something I would have heard before. Now, somebody on our text board says, if you're hearing that scratching, that's the tips of their wings touching the walls, referring to bats. Okay. Bob, what's going on? What's your home animal nightmare situation?
Well, I wouldn't say I've had experience with coyotes and everything, but this is a very funny one. That we lived in Orchard Park, we had a few bees in the house, you know, and then I followed them and they were up in the attic, so I called Buffalo Exterminating, you know, get rid of the few bees. Buffalo Exterminating shows up, says, "Hey, you got a few bees." The guy jumps out of his truck. I said, "Hey, do you need anything?" He goes, "Nah, these are just a few bees. I'll get along with it." And he went upstairs. He says, "I'll have this out for you in a few seconds." He went upstairs, came down silent. I said, "What are you doing?" He opened up his truck,
He puts out a jumpsuit, a helmet, gloves, brings out this big smoker. He says, I need more. He comes out and he says, it's a big one. It was 3.5-foot beehive. And he pulls it out. He goes, now your bees are gone. But it made the display at Buffalo Extermination for years.
That's amazing. Listen, Bob, two things I love about this. One, you're mentioning this and you started off by saying, I wouldn't call it a nightmare. You got a yard of bees in your wall. I feel like that's a nightmare.
And they got to go somewhere and, S happens and, they decided on us, but they have to find a home and, with the proper management, there's always a way to get rid of them. You know what I mean? That lady said flying squirrels. I always had flying squirrels going off the property. We had coyotes near our boat.
Wow. Well,
you have bears going around. You just deal with nature. Enjoy America. Wild America.
What a call, Bob. Bob, thank you. that's the right attitude to have, I guess. You never want to see anyone reaching for the heavy equipment. When somebody starts putting on armor, is that when you start worrying? I think that would be the case for me. I mean, I'm worried enough as it is with just hearing what I think is up there. But I am, I'm always amazed at when I live in North Tonawanda, and not like, far in North Tonawanda is a pretty big place. Not where I would expect a lot of wildlife, but still, just my house. We've been there for like 5 or 6 years now, and just my place alone. We've had foxes in the backyard. We've had a raccoon in the trash can. We've seen groundhogs around the house. I've got this thing going on, the rustling happening right now. The birds, my dogs are killing birds all over the yard all the time. The bunnies that my dogs killed, we don't get the bunnies anymore after... after the bunny massacre in the backyard one time. And the deer are all out. My dog's been skunked in the face. I wasn't signing up to be Jack Hanna here. I live in a neighborhood. But I didn't know. All right, Marcia is in Lancaster. Marcia, what am I dealing with here?
Well, I have dealt with things this past spring and summer that I've never had before. In the early spring, I was in the basement and I'm looking at the windows and there's a whole bunch of bees on the windows on the inside. And then I said something to my daughter and she's like, oh yeah, I've had bees in my bedroom. I'm like, okay, this is not good because the baby sleeps in there. So I went outside and I start looking around outside the house, and sure enough, there's a spot that there's a ton of bees that are going in and out. So my brother gave me some stuff that he has used before to kill bees. So I sprayed that, and it's pretty much taking care of the bee situation. And then 2 weeks ago, my daughter comes home and she calls me and she says, well, they're sitting in the driveway. She goes, if the dog starts barking, it's because there's a skunk right outside here and we can't get out until it's gone. So all of a sudden it decides to go into a hole that is in the neighbor's yard that's between the two yards. Friday night, 12:30, I'm in bed watching TV, and all of a sudden this huge thing comes flying into my bedroom. And I'm like, what the heck is this? Is this a bird? Is it a bat? What the heck is it? And it was huge. I mean, I had the ceiling fan going because it was hot. It's circling around my bed. I am like frantic. I take my blanket, I put it over my head, I get down on the floor, I crawl, I scurried up the stairs, and I go knocking on my daughter's door to wake her and her fiance up, and it's like, there's a bat, something in the house. It comes up the stairs while she's got the door open. It flies right towards her door. She slams the door in my face, and I go back down onto the floor, and then it went into the bathroom, and then I hurried up over to the other side of the hallway, and I turned on the light. I didn't know what the heck to do because I didn't know what I was dealing with. So it came out of the bathroom, and it landed above my grandson's door. So he's hearing all of this, and I'm like, he opens up his door, and I'm like, there's a bat above your door. So he slams his door shut, and I go out into the, it's sitting there, so I'm thinking, well, oh, hopefully it's not going to go anywhere. I go downstairs, go into the garage. I'm looking for a net, something that we can catch it with, because they do a lot of fishing. And I look at one net, and I say to myself, no, this is too small. I look at another net, and it's like, no, this is just not going to work. So then I end up grabbing a shovel, and it's like, it was a spade, and it's like, no, I need a flat shovel. So I take a flat shovel, I take it upstairs, and my daughter's fiancé is standing outside of the door, his bedroom door on the opposite side of the hallway, just looking at it like, what am I going to do? So I hand him this shovel, and I says, will this work? And he's like, oh, I suppose. He goes, get in the bedroom with Nicole. So I go in the bedroom, and we heard a big crash, and then we heard them go into the bathroom, and he's cussing at this thing. We're hearing, wee, wee. That's the bat squealing. Ugh. And he finally, you know, knocked the bat down enough so that he could get it in a towel and get it out of the house.
Marcia!
No idea how it got in the house. No idea whatsoever.
Yeah, you're like living in a movie or something.
Oh, my! You know what? I can deal with mice, and I really don't like snakes, but I can, if I get a snake in the house every now and then, I'll deal with it. But a bat, it's like, no. You know, and then, and I put on Facebook something about, you know, a bat being in the house, and they're like, oh, well, it can eat the bugs. And I'm like, yeah, it's great. It can eat the bugs outside, not in my bedroom.
Yeah.
Now, every night I go to bed, and I look around the house at all of the ceilings to make sure there's nothing hanging. And it's like, because I don't know where it came in. I have no idea. Oh. I have not been able to figure it out.
Well, you didn't exactly alleviate my concern, Marcia, but I do appreciate the story because that's...
Hopefully, if it is a bat, it will not find its way into your house.
I am
because, I mean, that's scary. I mean, it might not be for you, but it certainly was for me.
Marcia,
that was definitely a first.
Thank you. And you did, if there's anything I took from that story, it's call somebody sooner rather than later. Don't want that happening. You know, what a scene she painted. She should be on here. I mean, started in the bedroom, the going down, ending with the thud and the whacking of beating this bat. Are you allowed to do that? Should she have said that? We won't rant you out, Marcia, but whoo. Unbelievable. All right. Dave, can you compete with that nightmare?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, well, in my profession, I do heating and cooling work. So a few years ago, I was out in Amherst on an AC call and walk around the side of the house, provide a service, working on the air conditioning, and something's flying around my head. So, of course, I go to swat it away, and I look up, and God's creation of the bald-faced hornet nest that was about the size of a basketball. Well, the rest of the family came out and dropped my tool bag and ran about 50 yards into the neighbor's yard. and they stung me up. And so I went back to the homeowner. I said, sir, I said, I can't work on your air conditioner. You got to take care of your hornet nest. And he said, what are you talking about? He had no idea it was there and proceeded to get upset with me because he had to spend X amount of dollars to have his nest removed before I could work on his air conditioner. So,
well, hey. You didn't plan it there. Don't get upset at the messenger, right, Dave?
Yeah, well, in my profession, we come across bees and mice and stuff like that quite often. But now every house I go to, I look up and check things out because I'll never forget that day. Bald-faced hornets I didn't even do anything to provoke them. They will come out of their nest and they will preemptively strike, so to speak. They are not very nice. They're, like I said, very aggressive. Even when I see an old nest hanging in a tree today, when I drive by, I just have shivers. Because that's a day that I won't forget very soon.
All right. Well, Dave, I've got to, hey, you want to check out my bathroom fan? Yeah, there's a fan problem. That's it. Come by the house later on, and we'll get you looking at that. All right. Maybe I should hire Marsha's son-in-law to just come by, and anything that pops out, he'll whack with the shovel until it stops squealing. Wow. I mean, that's unbelievable. Anyways, I guess we'll see what happens. Try not to think about it too much between now and when I get home, but gonna have to do something. Maybe tomorrow I'll come back here and say problem solved. Let's hope. I will be back here tomorrow, bright and early, 5 a.m. Brian Mazeroski. We've got David Bellavia coming up next after the news on WBEN.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.